621 1320 WILS. So with all this talk about the Russian influence on President Trump, my next guest says the real issue is the Russian influence on our former president, President Obama. And what kind of leverage did they really have on him? Joel Gilbert is with us, director of the film and documentary Dream from My Real Father, about President Obama's real father, Joel Gilbert, here on WILS. Joel, great to have you.
Hey, great to be here. Thanks so much.
Now, when you, well, first of all, what's your reaction to all this, well, the investigation right now into President Trump, the campaign, and the Russians?
Well, look, the Democrats were looking for a narrative all along to make excuses why they lost and also to delegitimize Trump's presidency. And so far, what I've heard, it's just completely fabricated nonsense that somehow the Trump campaign coordinated with Russia to expose Hillary's emails and the DNC's emails to show the truth about what they were really up to. Mm-hmm. So I don't think there's much to it. What I think is much more, which has much more evidence and is much more frightening, is the leverage that the Russians had over Barack Obama during his first term.
Yeah, now what was that? What did they have that he didn't want to have come out then?
Well, look, in my film Dreams from My Real Father, I presented a mountain of evidence that Barack Obama's real biological father and later ideological mentor was none other than the Soviet agent named Frank Marshall Davis. Obama admits he was raised by Davis, but claimed it was just a friend of his grandfather. I showed that was his real biological father, and Obama presented a phony background running for president. My father's a goat herder from Kenya. I'm going to bring everybody together. Now, the Russians had a file on Frank Marshall Davis because he was their agent during the Cold War. FBI followed him for 20 years. I also had a file on him. So when a president of the United States presents a phony background, you've got to assume that the age-old art of blackmail will be used against him. And if we look at Obama's actions in office, the first thing he did was remove the missile defense shield from Poland and Eastern Europe that the Russians didn't want. The Russians said that it was courageous and brave. Mitt Romney called it a gift to the Russians. Obama approved, of course, the 20% of American uranium reserves going over to Russia. And, of course, the entire policy of leading from behind was an effort to withdraw America from the world stage.
You're saying his entire foreign policy approach was based on his fear of the Russians revealing who his father was?
I'm saying that the investigations that are going on now need to include this, because Obama had a radically pro-Russian policy in his first term. And if you look at that conversation that Obama had with Medvedev, where he thought he was not on the microphone, he thought he was speaking privately, he leaned over to Medvedev and said, "I will be more flexible after my next election." And Medvedev said, "I will transmit this to Vladimir." Yeah. It's like makes your skin crawl. It's Cold War movie.
The reporting was that him, President Obama, Vladimir Putin hated each other all along.
Obama may have hated it that he was being manipulated by Putin, but Obama served up the United States on a silver platter to Russian intelligence when his real father was a Soviet agent. And I think I proved that. And Obama wanted to keep it secret. So America was vulnerable to blackmail because of Obama's phony background, mm-hmm. and the fact that the media covered it up. It gave the opportunity for the Russians to blackmail him. And if you look at, like I said, his radically pro-Russian policies in his first term, this is what needs to be investigated right now, not this nonsense about, you know, whether any Trump campaign officials exchanged a Twitter with Gusev.
Although I'd have to say most Americans probably don't know very much about the father that he presented. Do you think it really would have changed that many minds if he had said, "Look, this is my other father, my real father"?
Yeah, Obama would have been unelectable. If he told the truth and he said, "My father was a Soviet agent who fought against America during the Cold War. He radicalized me into a Marxist, anti-white, anti-American worldview. He's the reason I went to study with Marxist professors at Occidental. He's the reason I went to Chicago to become an agitator." He would have been unelectable. It's a radical background. It would have revealed his entire radical Marxist worldview. He had to say, "My father was a goat herder from Kenya. I'm going to bring us together." And that was the strategy. He presented himself as a mainstream candidate. "I'm going to cut the deficit in half. Marriage is between a man and a woman and God." He never intended to do any of that. It was a strategy to trick the voters to voting for him, and then he threw them all under the bus and pursued this radical agenda that his real father, Frank Marshall Davis, the Soviet agent, indoctrinated and radicalized him with in his youth.
But how much was he really around his real father?
Obama was raised by his real father, by his own admission in his book. He was there three, four times a week he spent with him, according to his, Obama's best friend that I interviewed. And Obama admits in his own book he was raised by Frank Marshall Davis. It's over and over, Frank Marshall Davis, his go-to guy. Okay. And Davis was a radical pro-Soviet Stalinist who actually worked for the Soviet Union during the Cold War. He was on the FBI Security Index A. He would have been arrested immediately. Mm-hmm. With a conflict with the Soviet Union. His father was hauled before the Un-American Activities Committee, pleaded the fifth.
And he passed away then, Frank Marshall Davis?
Frank Marshall Davis passed away in the 80s. When he died, all of a sudden, Obama joins Reverend Wright's church. Reverend Jeremiah Wright was like the same guy, radical, anti-white, anti-American extremist, and Obama is very comfortable. Obama called Reverend Wright his like an uncle. It really was his substitute father figure.
Now, let me ask you, though, because if they had so much control over President Obama, one thing is clear, Vladimir Putin did not like Hillary Clinton. Why was she so hated by him?
I don't know. I mean, Hillary Clinton was bought and paid for, of course, through the uranium deal, through the Clinton Foundation. One does not really know who really exposed her. Look, somebody exposed her emails and the DNC emails and just showed what she was up to. It's not like they framed her with some kind of false information.
Do you believe that was the Russians?
I don't know. I'm open-minded, but I haven't seen any evidence either way. We know that the CIA hack last week showed that the CIA had the ability to leave fingerprints of any foreign intelligence agency. So if they've stolen their methodology, you can just throw out the idea that, oh, there's indications with cyber fingerprints that show it was the Russians. Well, the CIA hack revealed that anybody could put those fingerprints on there. So I think we need to wait for the investigation. But in my article, I mostly talked about that Obama had a radical pro-Russian policy in his first term. And if you put that together with him telling Medvedev, Russian policy will become American policy, but I need a little space, that was a chilling conversation that has never been investigated.
Do you believe the intelligence community in the U.S. was aware of what was happening on that end?
I think we've seen in the last 6 months that there is a great deal of corruption and a great deal of leftist ideologue within the intelligence community, that it's very plausible they would let it all slide. And it's very, very disturbing that we could have so many leaks and so many so much information that shouldn't be given to the public and to reporters. So it's very plausible that people in the intelligence community knew all of this about Obama and his relationship with the Russians, or even being blackmailed by the Russians, and did nothing about it. Plausible.
Well, I mean, will it surprise you if they find the Russians did, in fact, meddle in our elections and at least try to influence it?
I think everybody tries to influence elections. Everyone from, look, the 2012 elections, the IRS interfered in the elections, courtesy of Barack Obama's orders. The IRS decimated the Tea Party and the conservative groups, so it was not a clean election. The conservatives could not organize, but the leftists were allowed to organize. So here you had a government agency being ordered to interfere in the elections. So you always have different groups trying to influence.
Democrats say it's a whole different ballgame when it's a foreign government doing that, though.
Well, is it okay that the IRS is weaponized against Americans? I don't think so. Now, if a foreign intelligence agency or just a foreign hacker reveals Hillary's emails, I don't know how you define meddling, what exactly that means. I mean, I was happy to find out what the DNC was really up to. I think a lot of Bernie Sanders people were interested. It was interesting to find out that the reporters and the media were colluding with the Clinton campaign, that they were manipulating and meddling in the debates. There's a whole lot of chicanery going on everywhere, none of this is bigger than the IRS being used to meddle in the 2012 election.
That might trump it. Joel Gilbert, director of Dreams from My Real Father. Find him at obamasrealfather.com, right here on WILS. Joel, thank you very much.
Hey, great. Thanks for having me.
6:30. When we come back, Dr. Neil Barnard will be here, talk about his new book, The Cheese Trap. We'll find out why cheese is not only bad for you, but addictive. Imagine that. That's next here on WILS.